Foreign News, I'm Rich Thomason. That big, beautiful bill, as President Trump calls it, has passed the House. A massive budget blueprint. It includes trillions in tax relief and spending cuts. House Speaker Mike Johnson says it's something to celebrate, although it has a long way to go before being finalized.
We got it done. We had the requisite number of votes to move this process along, and now passing the budget resolution in the House, it will go to the Senate. This is the first important step and in opening up the reconciliation process. We have a lot of hard work ahead of us, but we are going to deliver the America First agenda. We're going to deliver all of it, not just parts of it, and this is the first step in that process.
$4.5 trillion in tax breaks, $2 trillion worth of spending cuts in the bill. It passed on a vote of 217 to 215, all the Democrats voting no, along with one Republican, Thomas Massie. With Florida Governor Ron DeSantis unable to seek re-election because of term limits, Republican Congressman Byron Donalds announcing that he is running for governor of Florida. Also at SRNNews.com, Ukrainian President Zelensky expected in Washington on Friday to sign a rare earth minerals deal with the U.S. President Trump says could be a $1 trillion deal said to benefit both countries. The White House Correspondents Association will no longer determine the makeup of the White House press pool.
The White House says moving forward, it will select the small group of news outlets allowed to travel with and cover the president's daily activities, something that in the past was left to the White House Correspondents Association. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said the goal is to give new or alternative media companies greater access. In her words, it's beyond time the White House press pool reflects the media habits of the American people in 2025. Bob Agner reporting.
On Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 128 points, NASDAQ futures 163 points higher. This is SRN News. Rand Paul introduces a bill.
It's one of the shortest on record. The Kentucky Senator's legislation simply states that, quote, no federal funds may be made available to Planned Parenthood Federation of America or to any of its affiliates. That's it. It's on one page. Paul, a Republican, says it's time for taxpayers to quit funding the biggest abortion business in the country, adding, quote, as a physician, I took an oath to do no harm. It's rooted in both science and principle. Life begins at conception. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pennsylvania's governing body for high school sports has changed its policy that allowed boys to compete against girls in athletics to follow President Trump's executive order. The board of the Pennsylvania Interscholastic Athletic Association has removed a policy that had deferred to school principals to determine an athlete's gender. High school associations in some other states have signaled that they may defy the president's order. This is SRN News. It just may be a first-of-its-kind drug smuggling case.
Colombian police apprehended a 40-year-old man attempting to smuggle several bags of cocaine concealed beneath a meticulously attached toupee. Police said the suspect was detained at Cartagena's airport on Monday as he prepared to board a flight to Amsterdam. A scanner revealed the hidden cargo, 220 grams of cocaine packaged in small bags strategically placed under the narco wig. Police estimate the street value of the drugs at approximately 10,000 euros in European markets. Keith Peters reporting.
Near miss on a runway at Chicago's Midway Airport, pilots of a Southwest Airlines flight trying to land had to climb back into the sky to avoid a small business aircraft crossing the runway. The Southwest jet was able to land, no injuries. The FAA says the small plane entered the runway without authorization. More details at SRNNews.com.